Are you ready to rumble? Are you down for the count? Are you up for the challenge of comic book radio theater? I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. Comic book radio theater. A part of the late night CKUW schedule here. Saturday nights. CKUW. The 95.9 FM. I shall read you comic books. And I got two for you for... Well, I got two. I got two for you this week. And you know what? What was I referencing back there? Both comic books that I will read to you tonight have to do with pro wrestling. I've made it no secret at all that I'm a big pro wrestling fan. I like it very much. Always have. If you are like me, a big pro wrestling fan, I suggest you stay tuned to this radio station for the next 5 hours. I will try to read you comic books from 1 to 6 in the morning. And for the most part, it will all be about pro wrestling. The theme will be pro wrestling. Are you game for that? Are you? Then good. I'm glad you like that. Glad you do. And for those who don't, well then go suck it. Yep, that's right, you go and suck it. I don't care. We're gonna do comic books about pro wrestling. What's the first to come on up? I am going to read you The Thing. Benjamin Grimm from the Fantastic Four. He's off on his own adventures away from the super team that he's most known for being with. The Thing, number 28, October 1985. Find it at your comic book store in October of 1985. And the Thing here, in this comic book, he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. He's in that situation. We've all been in situations like that. Like, you've obviously lived a really charmed life if you've never dealt with this problem, dilemma, situation, where you're wondering, what do I do with my life? Well, That's what is happening with Benjamin Grimm, The Thing. He just doesn't know what to do. And then the possibility of being a pro wrestler entertains him. And we're going to see how he goes about becoming a pro wrestler. We are going to see about that. Anything I find really hilarious about this comic book? Well, I do find it really funny that they're kind of doing pro wrestling. It could be rigged, or maybe it's not. We're not sure. When it's been highly acknowledged that pro wrestling at this point in our times and stuff like that, it's highly acknowledged that the results are predetermined and the matches are orchestrated as far as the action you see and stuff like that. Well, anyway, you've seen pro wrestling before. You know what I'm talking about. No need to talk to a bunch of dummies, right? Nope. You're smart people. You listen to late night CKUW. That's why you're intelligent. So I say. All right. I will readeth unto you the thing, number 28. Printed October 1985. And when I am done my first part of reading this book to you, we'll listen to music that was new in October of 1985. We'll hear from Simply Red. They are live in concert from Long Island, New York. They sound great. They really do. Other than Simply Red, we will also have Simple Minds. They are alive and kicking. I'm about to get alive and kick it. Alive and kicking it. Yes. I'm about to do that. I've had my keyboard set up for a while, so let me look above me. Yeah, the line's not too bad either. All right, yeah, let's get into this. I'm gonna pick out some music from around the studio and everything like that, and soon I will be with you for this week's Comic Book Radio Theater. I shall read to you The Thing, number 28, October 1985. All right, let's get into the ring, people. Let's have at it. And we can have at it anytime we want. CKUW. The 95.9 FM, we do this in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We'll be right back.
I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Mark Grunwald presents The Thing in this corner. Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, is riding a motorcycle for the stunt team, the Thunder Rider. He thinks to himself,
I've been riding this bike for 2 weeks now, and I ain't wiped out yet. So something's bound to go wrong any second now for the blue-eyed, ever-loving Thing.
Hey, you're really up there?
As ever as I'll ever be, cowboy, let's do it up. This is the most elaborate formation we've ever tried, cowboy. As the Thunder Riders or as Team America. Think we can pull it off?
I don't see why not, Wolf.
You know what I mean, though. I'll admit the Thing's a better rider than I thought he'd be. But he's still only been at this for a couple of weeks, man.
I hear you, buddy. But the point is, we could have never drawn anything like this without a guy his size. And if it don't work, we skin a couple of elbows, that's all.
Thanks for the vote of confidence there, cowboy. But if this don't work, we're all gonna get killed.
Think positive there, partner. Or at least keep your thoughts to yourself. 'Cause here I come.
Cowboy makes his jump into the right sidecar of Thing's motorcycle, and he lands safely.
All right, cowboy, you made it.
Wolf makes his jump into the right side sidecar, and he lands safely.
Wolf made it too.
It's just my work, gringos.
While riding the motorcycle with his two stunt partners by his side, the Thing, Benjamin Grimm, thinks to himself,
what the heck have I gotten myself into here? I'm literally supporting a whole team of stunt riders, and all I wanted was to be near some woman. Sharon.
The whole team of the Thunder Riders get on the Thing's back as he is riding the motorcycle. They are making a human pyramid formation. They are successful in doing so. The Thing thinks to himself once again,
how was I supposed to know she was the team member I was auditioning to replace?
Boop. That happened in issue The Thing, number 27. Boop.
I should clobber that Vince Asterisk kid for talking me into this cockamamie job.
We did it, Thing.
Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, goes back to thinking to himself,
nah, it ain't that little squirt's fault. I'm the one that went gaga for that Sharon woman. Holy Christ, Hannah! While I was daydreaming away, I could have blown this whole rehearsal to smithereens.
Marauders! Disperse!
The Thunder Riders all jump off of their formation and land safely.
Wowee! What a stunt! You guys are super!
That we are, Vince! Our most intricate stunt ever, and our complete success!
I'd say you've done a fine day's work, team.
I hate to admit it, hombres, but the thing is looking pretty good after all.
Okay, team, let's hit them showers.
See you later, guys. Man, what a nice job out there. You've really picked up this motorcycle stuff fast. Quiet. What's the matter? Oh, Sharon, huh? Sharon again, eh?
That's only a part of it, you little squirt. But if I'm doing so great out there, how come I feel like I'm gonna get one of them Thunder Riders killed? I just can't concentrate right when I'm riding the motorcycle. And that kind of problem can only lead to disaster.
Sounds to me like you're having second thoughts again. Look, do you want to be a highly paid Thunder Rider or not? It's up to you, Ben. And aren't you a little too old to be searching for yourself, Ben?
You nailed it right on the head there, kiddo. I am too old. Too old to be learning a new trick. And too old to be listening to sarcastic remarks from the likes of you. You see, Vince? I loved flying when I was in the Air Force. But then I was mutated. And I became a member of the Fantastic Four. Where I knew a life I loved even more than flying. Cause all I ever did in the Four was fight, fight, and fight. And that's all gone now. Don't you get it, kids? I ain't no stuntman. I'm a freaking scrapper. I like mixing it up with all kinds of muscle heads. There's something wrong with me for liking something like that.
No. I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't realize you were that upset. Any way I can help you decide what you're going to do?
Nope, there isn't. I've already figured that out. This is what I'm going to do.
Ben? Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, walks into the locker room area where the rest of the Thunder Riders are showering off. The Thing thinks to himself,
"Now I just gotta hope I can do it painlessly." Good thing they're still hosing down. Maybe I could just leave a note or something.
Benjamin Grimm notices a stack of posters sitting on a counter.
Hey, what's this? Ah, swell.
The Thing picks up one of the posters. It reads, "The Thunder Riders proudly announce the addition to their team, the one, the only, The Thing, formerly of the Fantastic Four. Debut performance, June 30th, Cavalier Stadium, 8 p.m.
They've already went and printed up posters hyping me out of the wazoo. How am I gonna get out of this one without looking like a first-rate creep?
Cowboy comes out of the shower.
Hey, hey, hey. I see you done found our little surprise there, man. What do you think?
The posters? Oh, they're nifty. Cowboy, but, what's the use, Cowboy? I've been thinking, about the Thunder Riders and all, you know, sheesh. What I mean is...
Stop right there, Cowboy. I think I know what you're trying to tell me. You want to quit the Thunder Riders, don't you?
Well, kinda, a little, you know.
You know, I could tell your heart wasn't into this right from the start. Maybe it was our fault. Our fault. Our fault. Our fault. We choose you simply as a box office draw. Even when we were unsure of your capabilities on a motorcycle, we acted irresponsibly.
Hey, Quipasa, you do have something wrong, you know?
Well, it looks like the Thunder Riders will be shopping for a new sixth wheel again soon.
What? 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 Listen, my leaving the Thunder Riders is gonna mess you guys up. Your leaving is not a good thing, Ben. I was just starting to like you, Gringo. Then you understand, huh?
Understand? I'll tell you what, partner. Does this answer your question?
Cowboy rips up the posters right in front of Benjamin Grimm, the Thing.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate all you've done for me.
We will return to The Thing number 28 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Let's get to our ads. Actually, you know what? The cover has already fallen off this comic book. Anyone who follows this show knows I do not care. Where is our ads? Where is our ads? I can't remember where I put them. A little bit of time here. Oh, no. Nope, it's okay. All right, have you ever tried out this kind of candy? I bet you have. I like to eat one right now. This minute. How most moths feel about Twizzlers. It's chewy and juicy and yummy and fruity. And that's all I have to say, because I'm going to eat my Twizzler candy right now. How most moths feel about Twizzlers. Twizzlers!
Yes. I like them. I even like black licorice too. I know. Some people are cringing. But I like black licorice, people. Okay, here's a movie. I've never seen it before. Have you ever seen this movie? Back in the 1960s, on a dark, deserted highway, Bobby and his 57 Chevy bought it at 90 miles per hour. Today, he's making a comeback. The Heavenly Kid. You never know who's looking out for you. An Engelberg Sumner Cheeks production, The Heavenly Kid, starring Lewis Smith, Jane Kecmarek, Jason Gedrick, and Richard Mulligan as Rafferty. A Orion Pictures production in Dolby Stereo Sound. The Heavenly Kid, rated PG-13, opens in July at a theater near you. I don't want to see the movie. I'm not really a movie snob or anything, but I don't know. I don't feel interested in it. Nope. Okay. Here's a little blast from the past. You gotta be a pretty big sports fan to remember this guy. Not exactly Hall of Fame credentials here. Who and what am I talking about? What could be better than Nestle Quick and a baseball?
Nestle Quick and a free baseball!
Free Steve Garvey baseball! Get a free baseball from Steve Garvey's favorite chocolate milk, Nestle Quick! To get your free baseball imprinted with Steve Garvey's signature, send two UPC barcodes from any Nestle Quick product, plus 75 cents to cover postage and handling, along with your name, address, and zip code on 3x5-inch card. Make check or money order payable to Quick Free Baseball. Mail to Nestle Quick Free Baseball Offer, P.O. Box 1841, Young America, Minnesota, zip code 55399.
What could be better than Nestle Quick and a baseball?
Nestle Quick and a free baseball.
Free Steve Garvey baseball. Get a free baseball from Steve Garvey's favorite chocolate milk, Nestle Quick. Right. I think I'd rather catch a foul ball at the stadium the Goldeyes play at. I think that'd be more my speed. All right. We now return to The Thing, number 28. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Well, it looks like the Thunder Riders will be shopping out for a new sixth wheel soon, again.
What? Listen, if my leaving the Thunder Riders is gonna mess you guys up, your leaving is not good, Ben. I was just starting to like you, Gringo. Then you understand.
Understand? Does this answer your question, partner?
Cowboy rips up the poster right in front of the Thing.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate all you've done for me.
Hey, wait, Ben! What about the cycle I built for ya?
Ah, shoot! I haven't realized how you Thunder Riders really invested in me. The posters, the motorcycle. Look, I'm sorry for screwing you guys up so bad. I'll tell you what. Let me buy the cycle off ya. Just name your price. Installment plan okay for you?
And subsequently after, Benjamin Grimm the Thing, with his traveling partner, Vance Astrovic, are riding on their new motorcycle down the desert highway.
Cheer up, Ben. At least we got a new set of wheels. This is neat. You got a neat set of wheels out of all this.
Yeah, neat. Where will I get the scratch to pay for this overgrown toy, though?
Even later, hours after being on the road, Ben Grimm and Vance Astrovic find a hotel room for the night.
Will you turn that junk off? I'm trying to get some shut-eye. I've been driving all day.
Vance Astrovic does not listen to the Thing. He keeps watching his television show.
Oh, give me a break. Like, if this isn't the saddest thing I must say. But then, on the other hand, something decent could come from this.
Hey, Vance! Did you hear what I said? You had to make me get up, didn't ya? Huh? Look, if you want to have this TV on, at least put something good on.
Hey, you changed the channel.
All right. It's pro wrestling, you see, kid? Now this is something I could invest a few hours in.
Anton Hennessy, going down hard. And it is in this humble announcer's opinion that he won't be getting back up.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Loser hit the canvas, Junior. Now that's entertainment.
We'll be back with more wrestling action after this message.
Getting bored with this baby class wrestling stuff, are you? Well, this is Ann Garner here to announce the formation of the first Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation. It's unlimited, folks, so you know I'm talking entertainment. And I'm looking for a few great men to take this unique opportunity and wrestling down to the mat. That's right. I'm talking to the wrestling stars of the future. I'm talking to you.
I know. Now why don't you just pipe down so I can hear what the rest of this turkey neck is saying?
Ben, I wrote down the address. It's in Las Vegas. Are you gonna go?
Oh, simmer down there for a second, kiddo. And just turn off the lights. I'd like to sleep this one. I'd like to sleep on this one. That is, if you don't mind.
Oh, come on, Ben. You know this is the perfect job for Ben, the Scrapper Grimm.
Good night, Vance. Good night.
As Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, lies back in his bed, ready for sleep, he thinks to himself,
I hate it when the kids got me figured out better than I do. Still, he's right when he's right. Wrestling does seem to be the ideal occupation for a Joe named The Thing.
You are listening to a reading of The Thing, number 28, October, the year 1985.
Nothing ever could, yeah. Oh. Win this one, and there's Nestle Quick for everyone.
Quick? Nestle Quick? So chocolatey, so rich and thick. I gotta have you, Nestle Quick! Here!
It works every time.
Can you resist Nestle Quick?
ba 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 ba. Ba. Yes, ba. And ba to those who don't like pro wrestling. You've come to the wrong place, dear. 'Cause tonight on Comic Book Radio Theater! That's the longest I've been on it. That is the longest. All right. No one cares. All right. I will continue reading The Thing, number 28, October of 1985. If you joined us late, I read comic books to you in the overnight, CKUW 95.9 FM. And the comic books I'm reading tonight have to do with the great sport, the king of sports, pro wrestling. So that's why I was talking like that back there, making a heel of myself. All right. So it sounds like Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, is going to go to Las Vegas. He's going to audition to become a professional wrestler. He might be the greatest of all time at it, too. Who knows? He's got to try it out to see first. But he might be perfect for it. But you'll just have to keep on listening to find out. Comic Book Radio Theater. I continue with my reading of The Thing, number 28. Published October 1985. And when I go about taking my voice breaks, we will listen to music. Fresh tracks out there in October of 1985. Just the freshest music out there. What was new at the record store? I'll tell you what. We had The Cult. Their very first hit. The Cults. We also had Anthrax. They said it was a madhouse. And then we'll hear from Rick Derringer. Now this song, anybody who is a pro wrestling fan, from the most hardcore to even the most simply casual fan, when they hear this song in their head, they will see Hulk Hogan, the immortal Hulk Hogan. It's his ring music, his ring entrance music. You'll hear it and you'll know it. We will also hear from ZZ Top. They're playing live in concert from Houston, Texas. I really like this song. I really do. ZZ Top. And then, off the Power Windows LP, we'll hear from Rush. Let me count that down for you. The Cult, Anthrax, Rick Derringer, ZZ Top, and Rush. Music you will all hear when I am in the middle and at the end of this reading of The Thing, number 28, put out there on the newsstands in October of 1985. And yeah, at this point, pro wrestling is just beginning to have a comeback in popularity that it hadn't seen in maybe since maybe the late 1950s, early 1960s. What do people refer to it as the golden age of pro wrestling. So at this point, pro wrestling is making a comeback. It's back in the pop culture and all that. And the first WrestleMania has been like in the rearview mirror, and it's been a smashing success and everything like that. So there is some significance to this comic book, at least with its timing. Anyway, the more I talk, the less you'll get to hear Comic Book Radio Theater. Let's get with it. And we'll do that on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Independent Radio.
Me? Yeah, me.
you.
I know, kid, I know. Now why don't you pipe down so I can hear what the rest of this turkey neck is saying?
Ben, I wrote down the address. It's in Las Vegas. Are you gonna go?
Oh, simmer down there a second, kiddo. And just turn off the lights. I'd like to sleep this one over. That is, if you don't mind.
Aw, come on, Ben. You know this is the perfect job for Ben the Scrapper Grimm.
Good night, Ben. Good night.
As Ben lies down on his bed, ready for sleep, he thinks to himself.
I hate it when the kids got me figured out better than I do. Still, when he's right, he's right. Pro wrestling does seem like the ideal occupation for a Joe named The Thing.
Three days later, in Las Vegas.
Is that who I think it is?
Man, is it Ben?